Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm. Maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 7th, 2021, and this is episode 91 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I really like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further. And I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Hey, good Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you took just a little bit of time to breathe and recharge because it's time to get back at it. If this is your first time here, if you've just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, you may not know this, but Context and Clarity is certainly this podcast, but it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast, on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So that's what I'm talking about if you ever hear me talking about our special guests. We often try to play our daily topics for everything that is context and clarity off of what we'll discuss with our special guest for that week. I think this week we've pulled together a great group of topics, and you'll see the theme emerging right away, and it might feel a little bit familiar to you. But before we get into that, let me ask this. Did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we covered a good string of topics that all revolved around the idea of building the firm that you want. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. Monday was Memorial Day holiday in the United States, so we took the day off from Context and Clarity, both in the morning on Clubhouse and also in the afternoon for our Context and Clarity conversation in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. But I did record a special Memorial Day podcast episode if you're interested in checking that out. Tuesday, in episode 87, we started a week of conversations about building the business that you want. First, we did that by asking, when did you get started and why? On Wednesdays, episode 88, we figured if you're going to build the firm that you want, you should probably control your time and your work instead of leaving it up to someone else. So the question was, how do you prioritize what's next? Thursday was a special day. My son graduated from high school, and since I was at his graduation, we didn't have our normal simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live. Instead, Catherine hosted the Context and Clarity conversation about a topic that matters a lot to her, and I think to all of us, building a business you love by learning to say no. Finally, on Friday's episode 90, we wrapped up an entire week of conversations about building the firm that you want by asking, how do you decide what work you really want to be doing? And then, how do you find that work? It was obviously a different week with the holiday and no Context and Clarity Live, but I was really happy with the number of people that participated in these conversations. If you missed any of these or you want to dig deeper into these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about adding to those live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format with a new theme for this week, although it may feel like a vaguely familiar theme. As a little teaser, the special guest Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is Shannon Lee. Shannon is a marketing and business development expert in the world of experts and professional services, and she's the head of coaching at Win Without Pitching. As usual, we've looked at what we'll talk to Shannon about on Thursday and designed an entire week of topics around that. So with that, let's kick it off with today's question, which is, how do you become an expert? By telling your clients or by showing your clients? Now, be careful here. That question is a trap. My guess is that when you heard me ask it, you probably thought, well, demonstrating our expertise, of course. And yes, that's the way to truly be seen as an expert, but it's a path that's wrought with ironies and problems. I know for a fact that the website of many, many, many architecture firms proudly and sometimes loudly proclaims, "We're the experts." Is it okay to say that? I also know that it's really hard to establish yourself when you're new to the game. How can I demonstrate that I am an expert without the portfolio to show it? Maybe I've worked in firms my entire career and I don't have anything of my own to show. Don't I have to just say, I'm the expert at this point? As usual, there are a lot of nuances to this question. And as usual, I think you're best off keeping things very flexible and very granular. As an example, if you're fresh out on your own, simply having experience, more experience than a client that's never hired an architect for your specialty, that automatically sets you up as the expert in their mind. How do you start the conversation with them and show them your expertise from that point? That idea might be the perfect starting point for a conversation. And speaking of conversations, this is exactly what we'll talk about in our Context and Clarity conversation today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of context and clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.